Before Wisconsin enacted truth in sentencing in an attempt to more closely match prison terms handed down with those actually served, Daryl Norton got what family members say was the book thrown at him, 80 years for a string of convenience store robberies in 1988. No one was hurt, but Norton claimed to have a weapon and was convicted on 5 of 12 counts of armed robbery. He's been serving time in prison ever since. His wife, Stephanie King Norton, plans to travel around the state, pressuring politicians and correction officials for a parole hearing.
Daryl would be the first to say that prison saved his life. He was on a destructive path, and so his incarceration did work to stop him. However, the system has really forgotten him.
Norton has served 18 years in prison. To be eligible for parole, he has to complete a drug and alcohol program ordered by the sentencing judge. Norton's family has hired a prominent Madison attorney to help convince correction officials to get him in a treatment program. However, Lester Fines notes such programs are generally reserved for inmates likely to be released soon.
So consequently, an inmate in Daryl Norton's situation is trapped in a bureaucratic catch-22. That, fundamentally, is absolutely intolerable.
State correction officials say treatment needs often outweigh availability. Department spokesperson John Dipko says they can't guarantee Norton will get into treatment before his parole hearing in 2009.
We try to reach as many offenders as we can before they're released, but we do have to look at length of sentence as a factor.
Mandatory release would get Norton out of prison when he's 77 years old. Attorney Pine says other Wisconsin inmates convicted of serious felonies have served far less time than Norton, who's African American. Norton's family wants the Department of Corrections to study if Norton's situation is common. They want the department to release information to the public comparing crimes, punishment, and race for all inmates serving terms over 70 years. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.